Good evening, and welcome to Real Girlfriends of America. Tonight we ask the question, would you date you? What are your dating do's and don'ts? What good and bad traits do you have? We ask these and many other questions tonight on our panel of Real Girlfriends Across America. Stay tuned. I'm Corrine McCabe, also known as Kay, and I'm hosting the call tonight for Real Girlfriends Across America. We are a company that has a foundation and mission to build lifelong friendships with women across the globe. We will be bringing you hot topics each night, and we are always on the lookout for new topics. Follow us on Facebook at Real Girlfriends Across America and head to our website at realgirlfriends.org. Tonight I have on the call with me Corrine, Tawanda, and a host of other girlfriends, and today our topic is not on dating, it is family, friends, and business. So, before we get started, I want to check with you ladies and see how everyone is doing. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Good, good, good. So, we're going to discuss life experiences with families, friends, and business. Now, you might not necessarily have owned a business or tried to start a business or do a business with any friends or family, but I'm sure that everyone has made an agreement of some kind with a family member or a friend. So that's what we're going to discuss today. And we're going to start off with, the question. First of all, have you ever made an agreement with a family or friend or tried to start a business with a family or friend? Who would like to go first? Tell us a story about it.
Okay, this is Annie. I'll go first. I actually have a story.
Okay, cool.
Back when I was in Colorado, I came upon the opportunity to run a painting company, and I was doing it as an independent contractor, but I'm a very good sales girl, so I got a lot of work really fast, and one of my best friends actually decided to partner up with me, and but we didn't have a plan, and it went so fast and so quickly that, needless to say, we are not friends anymore, and that still to this day kind of breaks my heart a little bit. So, yeah.
Wow. Ouch. Oh. Okay. So, was it your idea or her idea to start the business?
Well, no, I actually started it on my own, and I was getting so busy so fast that she wanted to be involved. And so I was like, well, you know, I would love to be partners with you. I was cool with that. But it just didn't work out, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to go into detail at all, but, you know, it didn't work out at all. If you're going to do it, in my opinion, there needs to be strict guidelines. You need to make sure that you separate business and the friendship, and otherwise you'll end up, you know, you could lose your friendship, and that sucks.
Yeah. That's sorry to hear that. All right, so we won't go deep into it then. Who has another story? Anybody?
Well,
even if it wasn't going into business with someone, did you make an agreement? Did you guys have an agreement to do something together, a promise of some sort?
Hey, this is C. I know I told a story before, but I did do an agreement with an ex to do business together, and I let them decide on what the business was going to be, and they just didn't put any effort in doing it, so I wind up just taking it over and basically just doing it the way I wanted to do it.
Uh-huh. So what were your reasons for choosing the person that you chose?
I didn't. Well, I mean, it was my spouse at the time, so I just basically was trying to figure out a way we both can make money together. And I had to come up with what they wanted to do. I just did the business aspect.
Okay. So did they have particular qualities that you thought would make them a good fit?
I mean, other than the fact that we were together, no. I mean, I let them come up with the idea of thinking that they would be motivated to do it since it was basically their idea.
Okay. And would you do it again?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. Nope, not at all.
Okay. Let's see. Rain.
Yes.
Have you gone yet?
No, I haven't, but I have never discussed any kind of agreement with family or friends pertaining to business at all. I have had friends years ago because I worked at coffee shops and I've managed coffee shops, one particular coffee shop for 10 years. We talked about opening up a coffee shop, but we never went through with it, and the one girl actually moved to Germany. So that was just kind of something that we always talked about doing but never did.
Have you ever made, like, a promise or had a friend make a promise to you or an agreement that they just didn't follow through on?
No. I can't even think of just, like, I mean, other than stuff like, no, not exactly. I've never had a friend that was like, I promise I will go with you to a dance club or something like that. And I mean, maybe stuff like that, like, oh, I promise I'll go with you to see a show or something. And you know, if the plans fall through. But just, you know, minor stuff like that.
Okay. I'll tell a story. So once upon a time, I had a friend, won't say any names, and this particular friend and I fell out because we fell out over two things, and both of them had to do with an agreement. Well, one of them had to do with an agreement. The other one had to do with an idea. And she was coming up with the idea of creating, like, candles and soaps and bars from scratch, like making them herself and selling them. And I was like, oh, that's a good idea. Maybe I can learn how to do that too. And little did I realize that she would take that as me being a hater and stealing her idea. I was just thinking, oh, that's a good idea for me to try, right? But she took it a different way. So I didn't know she was holding a grudge against me about that. And in the future, she needed to borrow some money from me, about $300. It was $300 exactly, I believe. And it took forever to get that money back from her. She promised she was going to pay it back. And it actually broke our friendship because she took so long to give that money back. And I desperately needed it that, it caused a break in the friendship.
Oh, wow.
She was having hard feelings, and I was having hard feelings. I had to contact her husband about that money. It was just a hot mess. So, yeah, that agreement, that definitely caused some serious problems.
Wow.
Anybody else?
I think that's why a lot of people are hesitant on loaning people money, especially if they're really good friends. I think that's why.
Right.
Back, you know, they don't want to ruin a friendship.
Right. And I think the thing about that, especially with loaning people money, is that when you say, okay, I'm going to loan you this money, there is, of course, the expectation that you're going to get that money back. Whereas if she had said, give me $300, I would have had the choice of saying either no or yeah, and not expecting that money back, right?
Yeah. Right.
See, anybody else? Tawanda? Caller 5834. Okay. We're going to move on. So what reasons can you guys think of that would be a pro for trying to make an agreement for a family or friend or start a business with them? Anyone can go first. What would be some pros?
Wow. This is C. I guess a pro would be if you have an agreement, you won't have any confusion like later down the road. So if you have something in paper or something written, you can always refer to that later on if there's any confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Rain. I would say the same pretty much. You wanna have a plan and also determine like who is going to handle what, you know, as far as the business, like management, hiring people and accounting, all that stuff like that. You want to have everyone already in a different position and have them work on that position. You definitely just got to have a plan and not just say like, oh, let's start a business. Like, you know, you got to figure out like how much profit is going to go to each person after buying supplies and stuff, depending on like what the business is and all of that stuff like that, how much money goes into, excuse me. Sorry, starting to lose my voice. But yeah, just, you got to have a plan.
Mm-hmm. So you would say like a very clear business and financial plan so that there is clarity about who gets what and who does what.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That's a really good point. Okay, we're going to take a pause and go to the break for a minute, and then we will be back.
All right.
Hello, everyone. This is Kay with your top trending news for today. Singer Tamar Braxton, sister of Toni Braxton, has stepped out and voiced some controversial concerns. Tamar Braxton claims that her family show, Braxton Family Values, receives 75% less in pay than the Kardashians receive for their show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Meanwhile, fans of either show are rabid with their opinions for and against. This has been your trending news. Now, back to your program.
Are you enjoying the show? Help us bring more great content to you by donating. Every bit helps. You can donate to us by visiting our Patreon page. You can go to www.patreon.com and search for Real Girlfriends Across America to support the show. Or you can donate to us by visiting our Anchor page. You can visit www.anchor.fm and search for us by searching Real Girlfriends Across America. We appreciate the donation. Now back to the show.
All right, we are back. We're going to continue. Who would like to go next? Some pros about doing an agreement or business with friends or family? Or cons, pros and cons?
Cons,
Going once, going twice. I'm going to pick on Annie. Have you gone yet?
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. You were going to call me. Darn it. Well, see, I'm over here thinking of pros more like the fact that I would be grateful to be able to share the wealth and the ability to grow in business with family and friends. That's like a pro I was kind of thinking of. And the cons, obviously, I've lived a con of it, that if it doesn't work out, you can lose the friendship. You definitely don't want that in family. You know,
right.
My grandfather used to own a business as well, and my uncle worked for him for like ever, and my uncle is just a piece of work. And so he would, he got like, I guess, what is that stuff called? Workman's comp against my grandfather's company, and then ended up going on Social Security. It was crazy. But looking at the difference, you know, in just the family, but it caused ruffles and feathers between my grandmother and my grandfather, and then my mom and my uncle. It was drama.
Oh, that sounds bad.
I've
and
seen
it probably
it all.
Made things difficult at the holidays, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, of course. You know, everybody tried to smile and just eat the turkey.
Right.
Yeah.
Rain, what about you? Pros and cons.
Cons. Let's see. I think I answered. Well, actually, no, I didn't answer any of the pros and cons yet. I would say the pros would be going into business with someone that is just as passionate as you are about whatever that business is, because they will make it their life if they are passionate about it, and they will have that drive and motivation to make that business work. But if it's someone that's just like, I'll start a business with you, like, just for the money of it and thinking of, like, just making money, they may not be as motivated and, I guess, dedicated to the business, maybe, to make it work. I guess, yeah, that's all I can think of.
Okay. Corinne, any cons?
I guess a con would be if there, like, I think Rain said, if there was, like, any, or I'm sorry, Anne said, like, if there's, like, any dispute over, like, unemployment or things like that, just making sure you have everything structured in a way where, I guess, even your family can't sit around and bite you in the ass.
Mm-hmm. I think paperwork is really important. Is Tawanda there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Do you have any pros and cons for doing an agreement or a business with friends and family?
Yes, I was talking earlier. I think my reception must not be good. But, yeah, I was saying that I actually had a family member that was looking at starting a business, and I was going to help her with getting things up and running and the administrative part. But she was sliding. She was all over the place. She wasn't consistent. And before it actually got officially started, I fell back because I didn't want to have a falling out with somebody in my family because they're an idiot. And I think that the con would probably be sometimes when it's a family member or a friend, we wouldn't really want to be as blunt and as direct when it's in business. We want to probably give them a pass when we know how they are, if they're a little lazy or they're not really consistent. And business is business. No one wants to waste their time. So I think it could work as long as there's clear communication and a direction and reference to, hey, this is what we're doing, this is what we're not going to do, and we're going to have conversations and talk about the pros and cons so we can lay all the cards out on the table up front. And we can talk about, okay, Dave, when I'm feeling slack or you feeling slack, how you want to handle that? I think great communication and plan and consistency can really handle and help a lot of things. So that's what I would want to do if I decided to go that route with a family member. Now, a friend is a little different, but definitely a family member is a whole other level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried to go into business with a friend or an agreement or some sort with a friend?
Yes, I've done that over the years, and I've had good situations. I've had some situations where we did like one venture together, and we talked about we liked it and we were going to do it again. And then I've had a few friends that we've actually talked about it, and after we finished talking about it, we ended up talking ourselves out of doing it because we knew that it wasn't going to work. You know how people get engaged, right, and they go to the pastor, and the pastor says, my goal is to break you up, you know, and if you can stand this counseling, then you should get married. Well, that was our goal. Let's talk about it enough so we blew in the face and said we want to do it or we don't. And a few situations we didn't, really because of work ethic. Like me, I'm an adrenaline junkie. I work 8 days a week and I grind hard. And people like to be on the couch all the time. So that doesn't really work. That's not compatible to me.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I like how you said how you talked, how you and the other person talked yourselves out of it. I think a lot of people should, you know, take that approach sometimes. All right. So we're going to talk about qualities that you think a friend or family member should have for you to get into an agreement or a business with them. What kind of qualities? You got to come up with at least two. We're going to start with Corinne. What kind of qualities do you think a family member or a friend should have before you make an agreement or start a business with them?
They definitely should be proactive. Someone that's reliable, that we can depend on to actually, like, fulfill whatever their agreement is, and someone that's going to be put in as much effort as I'm putting in.
Awesome. Who wants to go next?
It's Serena. I guess I'll go.
Is it Tawanda?
No, I said who wants to go next.
Okay, let me go quickly. I don't know if you can hear me or not. Two things in order for me to go in business with anybody, I don't care who it is, they need a work ethic and effective communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah.
Who next?
This is Annie. I think honesty would be my number one. We know our family pretty well, so you probably know the honest ones from the not so honest ones. So I think that's my number one. And then my number two would be reliability, because I'm always 15 mm-hmm. minutes early. And there's nothing worse than when you have somebody that doesn't respect your time.
Right. Right. Rain?
Yeah, pretty much the same. I was going to say someone that's dependable, because, you know, you have family and friends that them when you cancel plans all the time, and you want to just make sure that you have someone that you really can depend on, like that friend that's always there for you, or a family member that's always there for you, not
someone that's a flake.
Right.
And definitely communication, which is extremely important. Got to be able to communicate
right.
well and discuss things.
Right. I totally agree with all of the things that you guys said, and I think especially what Tawanda said when it comes to effective communication, because I think one of the biggest problems about going into an agreement with a family member or a friend is that you don't necessarily, like, you know that they might be sensitive about something, or if you come up with the idea, they may not want to tell you that they're not interested in helping you, because that sounds really sucky for them to not want to support you. But maybe they don't have the interest, right? Like, maybe that's not their thing. So they might say, oh, I'll help you, but the passion isn't there for them, and they don't have the courage to tell you that they don't even really want to do it. So I think effective communication, like Tawanda said, I think that's, like, super important.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So how many of you, if you have made an agreement with a family or friend, would you do it again? How many of you would do it again? I know Corinne said absolutely not. Annie said absolutely not. Tawanda said that there was one where they had done a business venture that worked out. And what about you, Rain? You said you hadn't tried it yet?
Yeah, correct. I've never had any kind of agreement with a family or a friend, but however, I would definitely be open to starting some kind of business with a family member or friend, but we would definitely have to lay down, like, all the things that we discussed, you know, communication, a plan, and all that stuff like that.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So do any of you have any additional thoughts that you would like to add to that?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, Tawanda, go ahead.
Yeah, I just really wanted to say I think that doing business is great, and it would be really great to do it with family and friends, because who would you rather get rich with than someone you know and love already? However, of course, communication rules the nation. I think as we sit around and talk about side hustles and business, especially in a time like right now with COVID and so many different things, and people are staying home together, hey, it would be great to start a business. However, we have to be honest with ourselves, and we know what our strengths are, and we know what our things that we need to work on. If we could sit down at the table, for example, Kay, if you and I sat down, we talked about our strengths, we talked about the things we need to improve, we talked about, hey, if we work together, I can do this and you can do this. I think it would be beautiful if people can do that if they talk about the hard stuff, because getting in business together is like a relationship, it's like a marriage, and we are responsible and accountable to each other in a lot of levels. And if we can play team and it's not all about us, then I think it could be a beautiful thing to do. So I think it's a great topic. I think more people should look into doing it, but cover all the bases first so you can have success.
Right. I think that is so important what you said, to talk about personal strengths and weaknesses, because – and the problem with that is that most people don't even know what their strengths and weaknesses are. Like, they just don't do that internal self-reflection to know, you know what, I don't have patience, or you know what – I'm weak in this area, I'm weak in public speaking, or I could work on this a little bit. Like, they don't sit down and self-reflect, and so they are not able to sort of have that conversation because they don't even really know who they are. So I think that, you know, that's a really important point that you brought up.
And, you know, the thing is, I'll share this, and I'm sure you don't mind. Last night when I was on the computer, I got like 5, 6, 7 messages from you on Asana. It kept popping up. I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's killing me on this thing. But we were going back and forth about certain things, and then you were like, okay, well, how about this? And we were kind of explaining, and I could be up all night long doing that because it's progress. You know what I'm saying? And to me, that's what business is about. It's about progress. It's about finding the happy medium. So we went from you saying, I'm not really sure how to get in a song and check my messages. And now you're the queen. And then you start adding stuff in there, like, hey, are you attaching stuff and assigning it to me? I'm like, no, wait a minute. She's doing too much. She's putting too much in here. But, of course, it's over-communication, and that's what it's about. You have to grow through stuff. You know what I'm saying? When we say, hey, we're going to use this, how are we going to use it? Every day is a building block, and we do more, and we work together. And, like, everything you sent me, I was like, I went to bed this morning smiling like, oh, my gosh, this girl has been in the lab, and it's incredible. And that's what good relationships and good business and good communication is about.
Right, right. And I think that another thing that sometimes people don't really consider is that the chemistry that is so important too. Like, when you go into business with people, that chemistry, how you interact with people, if you're able to communicate with them, you're able to speak with them on a certain level that, you know, you can't communicate with everybody on the same level. Like, you can't be honest with everybody on the same level. So that communication, that chemistry is important as well.
Yeah, yep, that's true.
I've never been in business with a family or a friend, but I can imagine that it would, I feel like it'd be really hard to have a conversation, like, with boundaries and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's another thing that we didn't really address is the boundaries, because there are certain boundaries that you have when you're in business with people that you simply, you know, go to work with. Like, when you go to work, you don't go to work to tell your coworkers every last piece of business about your life. I mean, some people do, but that's probably not the best way to manage your time when you're at work, right? Whereas people who are families and friends with you, they know what you look like 5 years ago when you was at the club, half-dressed, stopped dancing on the table. You get what I'm saying? Like, the level of respect is different. So the boundaries aren't there.
Yeah, that's true.
Really good point. Can you hear me, Kay?
Yep.
Like, just like Amanda said with the boundaries, that's really funny because it's hard for me to turn work off. And, like, when you said a job, I've worked at jobs before. Like, if I was a supervisor or manager and the team had some tasks to do, and after work they say, hey, you want to go out, hang out after work and go here? And I'm like, no, because if you got time, you can go in there and finish this stuff because you're holding me up for what I got to get done. So, and then they're like, it's 5 o'clock. We're off work. And I'm like, well, I still need what I need. So boundaries are important, especially when you mix in business and pleasure, because pleasure as far as family and friends, sometimes you got to be able to turn it off, you know, maybe kind of, sort of. I mean, I'm not really sure how to turn it off. But, yeah, boundaries is definitely a big deal and can be a big issue if that's not addressed also.
That's a very, very, again, that's a really valid point. I have one story that happened to me in a job that I had in my career. And at the time, the HR representative was just going around friending all of my coworkers on Facebook. And she sent me a friend request. And I'm like, I'm not friending you on Facebook. Like, that's my personal life. Like, we're not friends like that. So I, you know, didn't accept her friend request. And it was a good thing I didn't, because other women who accepted her friend request ended up coming in and getting reviewed for some of the things that they were posting on their personal Facebook pages that she wouldn't have seen if they hadn't added her as a friend.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Right.
Wow.
Right, right. So boundaries, you got to separate your personal life with business for real. That is a must.
That happened to me, except it was on LinkedIn, and I still was like, I really debated with accepting my HR person, because I was like, on the one hand, like, it's still my social media, but on the other hand, like, I also have nothing to hide. So I really grappled with a decision for a while.
Yeah. I think in general, when it comes to business and personal life, you need to treat it like, you know, politics and religion. Just leave one without the other.
Yeah.
All right. So pretty much that's everyone. That's all for tonight. I really want to let you guys know that I appreciate all of you who dialed in, and I appreciate our listeners. Don't forget to please listen and share this with all the women you know. And I'd like to turn it over to Corinne. If you have any announcements, let us know.
Nothing for tonight.
Okay. And that is pretty much all for tonight. You guys have a good evening.
Thank you so much.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Real Girlfriends Across America. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We're here Sunday through Thursday at 9 p.m. EDT time or 6 p.m. PDT time. Make sure you tune in on all of our platforms, and that's anywhere where podcasts are being played. Make sure you visit us at www.realgirlfriend.org. Or on Instagram at RealGirlfriend7, that's the number 7, Twitter at RealGirlfriend7, or on our Facebook page at Real Girlfriends Across America. We can't wait to chat with you next, and until next time, have a great and awesome day.